Guthrie. And then after that, you are going to hear Pete Seeger talking a bit about life with Woody Guthrie and Will Gear, followed by a Woody Guthrie song.
I hate a song that makes you think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think that you're just born to lose, bound to lose, no good to nobody, no good for nothing, because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too slim or too ugly or too this or too that. Songs that run you down or songs that poke fun at you on account of your bad luck or your hard traveling. I'm out to fight those kinds of songs to my very last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I am out to sing songs that will prove to you that this is your world, that if it has hit you pretty hard and knocked you down for a dozen loops, no matter how hard it's run you down or rolled over you, no matter what color, what size you are, how you're built, I am out to sing the songs that make you take pride in yourself and in your work. And the songs I sing are made up, for the most part, by all sorts of folks just about like you.
He was a reader of newspapers, so he'd occasionally have songs about what was going on in the news. And the owner of the station really believed in the First Amendment. He thought everybody had a right to be heard from, so he let a communist have 15 minutes on the air every day. And Woody was allowed 15 minutes on the air every day. He got paid all of $1, but he mimeographed a little songbook, and he said, "I got my songs in this book. If you send me 25 cents, I'll send you a copy." So he made a little extra money by selling his 25-cent songbook. It was called On a Slow Train Through California, which was a takeoff. There was a book of jokes sold in the Midwest, On a Slow Train Through Arkansas. Anyway, one day he said to the communist commentator, whose name was Ed Robbins, he said, "Ed, do you ever listen to my program? I listen to yours." And Ed was a little apologetic. He said, "Well, Woody, I have to confess, I don't usually listen to country music, and you're on before me, and I usually just arrive in time for my program." And Woody says, "Well, you come early tomorrow and listen to my song. I think you'll be interested." And next day, Ed heard, "Mr. Tom Mooney is free. Mr. Tom Mooney is free. Done got a pardon from that old jailhouse warden, Governor Culbert L. Olson's decree." Well, after the program, Ed said, "Woody, that's a great song. Do you know there's going to be a big mass meeting tonight? Tom Mooney's going to speak there. They'd love to hear your song. Would you come?" And then he had second thoughts. He says, "Woody, it's a little left wing." And Woody said, "Left wing, chicken wing, don't bother me none. I've been in the red all my life." So he went with Ed to the rally. There were 1,000 people listening to speech after speech after speech after speech. And Woody fell asleep. Ed had to walk across the stage and shake him. "Woody, you're on." Woody shook his head, picked up his guitar, walked to the microphone, and he sung his song. He got a standing ovation. He had to sing the song twice. And Will Gear, this actor, was in the audience. He goes up to Woody after the program. He said, "Woody, I'm going up tomorrow to put on a program for the striking workers in the lettuce fields up near Bakersfield. Would you come with me? They're mostly Okies like you. They'd love your songs." So pretty soon, Will and Woody were a team. And they sang at fundraising parties in Hollywood as well as up in the lettuce fields and so on. That's when Woody made up more songs like, "If you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee.
You ain't got that do-re-mi. Well, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's the Garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi."
Well, lots of folks folks back east, they say, leave home about every day, hitting that old dusty road to the California line. Across the desert sands they rode, getting out of that old dust bowl, think they're going to Sugar Bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for the day. If you ain't got that do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got that do-re-mi, well, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's the Garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi. By the mountains or the sea, don't swap your old cow for a car. You better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause I read in the one ads every day, and the headlines in the papers always say, hey, hey, if you ain't got that do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got that do-re-mi, well, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. A paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got that do-re-mi.
It's the group known as the Vannevar Caravan here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a charge also to Ralph Jenkins, who came up with the correct answer. Will Gear is who we were looking for, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
I said, paint me a picture of the old homestead of a country churchyard where my parents lie. Paint me a picture of the house where we once lived, 'cause it stands like a mansion on the hillside. Well, I was just a farmer's son who left the hills like everyone was doing that year when we finished school. Went to the city and looked for work with 4-H emblem on my shirt. No one was gonna take me for a fool. Won and I lost 100 jobs. It seemed no matter what I got, there was no kind of work that suited me. And before I knew it, the years had passed. I saw my face in the window glass, just another wino on the screen. And I said, paint me a picture of the old homestead of a country churchyard where my parents lie. Paint me a picture of the house once lived, 'cause it stands like a mansion on the hillside. One day when I was on the street begging porter so a boy could eat, I just bought a quart of cheap Chablis. I saw a man with a box of chocolate drawing pictures on a gray sidewalk with a little sign that said, donations please. Well, as that man looked up at me, something weird come over me. Yes, I could swear it was someone I once knew. Well, as turned out, we were high school chums. Now here we were, just drunken bums. Now ain't it sweet what 30 years can do? And I said, paint me a picture of the old homestead, of the country churchyard where my parents lie. Paint me a picture of the house where we once lived, cause it stands like a mansion on the hillside. We went, we drank that jug of wine, we talked about the good old times. Our heads were full of booze and memories. Well, and the old man said, I've got to go, but I dragged his sleeve and I whispered low, before you do one thing, please do for me. Everybody sing it. That is, paint me a picture of the old homestead, of a country churchyard where my parents lie. Paint me a picture of the house where we once lived, cause it stands like a mansion on the hillside. Yes, it stands like a mansion on the hillside.
There you've got Stan Rogers at the Saturday Light Brigade from a new box set that combines a lot of his performances over the years.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's Summer Youth Guide in the March newspaper, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Our website at slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before and lets you easily learn more about our work, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Your comments and suggestions are welcome, and we hope you'll visit slbradio.org. Time now for our crossword puzzle of the air. 9 letters in this week's answer. The clue is timekeeper. Timekeeper. 9 letters. The 4th letter is R, as in rabbit. And the 9th letter is S, as in Siamese cat. The clue is timekeeper. We're looking for a 9-letter word. The 4th letter is R, as in rabbit. And the 9th letter, the last letter, is S, as in Siamese cat. Can you figure out the word? If you can, why not join us? Kids, adults, everybody in between, you are very welcome to text us. Better yet, call us so we can hear your voice on the radio. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Wow, Kathy, listening with Jack and Tyonesta, got it nearly immediately. Well done. But there's still time for you. 412-200-5975. 7-5. Good luck to you as we have our crossword puzzle of the air. A charge is yours once you come up with the correct answer. This is Dan Heights.
Well, the sun is surely sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising, and this old world must still be spinning round, 'cause I still love you. So close your eyes, you can close your eyes, it's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. Oh, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone. It won't be long before another day. We're gonna have a good time, yeah. And no one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like. Only close your eyes. You can close your eyes, it's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. Oh, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone.
Sunshine, can't you just feel the moonshine? And it's just like a friend of mine hit me from behind, and I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun, you best walk her away and watch her shine. Watch her, watch her morning come, a silver tear appearing. Now I'm crying, ain't I? I'm going to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine that hit me from behind? And I'm going to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind, like, hey, babe, the sky's on fire, I'm dying, ain't I? I'm going to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine that hit me from behind? And I'm going to Carolina in my mind. And there's a holy host of others standing round me, but still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever, you must forgive me. In my mind I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? And I'm going to Carolina in my mind. I want to take you back home again soon, Carolina. I want to take you back home again soon, Carolina.
gotta get back home again soon, Carolina and my God.
James Taylor Interpretations, Old and New, that one from the Dog Run Boys. Carolina in My Mind, and Dan Height, Brand New, You Can Close Your Eyes. We're happy to share that with you. And we are looking for the correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air. There are 9 letters in it. The clue is timekeeper. Timekeeper. The 4th letter is R. The 9th letter is S, as in Siamese cat. And the 8th letter is also S, as in Siamese cat. So you have blank, 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 R. And then the last 2 letters are both S's, 9 letters altogether. The clue is timekeeper. You're welcome to share your answer with us at 412-200-5975. Good morning to Bill in Homer City. Nice to have you tuned in. We'll try our best to get your request on this morning. Bruce, I'm glad you enjoyed hearing Bernie Cunningham on the lead with the Dog Run Boys. John in Carrick has the correct answer to our puzzle. So does Linda in Collier. Larry in Elwood City, who's quite sharp today, as is Kathy in Tionesta. And see if we have any additional answers here. I wrote good luck where the puzzle is on our Facebook page, and Pat Glass rearranged the letters in good luck, just as a joke. Ludguck, it says. That from an earlier puzzle where we were asking you to rearrange letters. So Tom in McCandless is here, and he has the word we're looking for. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Okay. How about you?
I'm great. Thank you. The answer to me is an interesting device. I don't know much about its history. I'm sure you know why I picked it today. It makes sense, right?
Right. I was at the telephone. I was looking down, and I saw my address book, and the 2 last letters are SS, but it's an hourglass.
Ah, hourglass it is. But that's on your phone and your address book? That's a weird one.
Well, an address book sitting by the telephone.
Ah, gotcha. The hourglass, that was the universal symbol that your computer is thinking. It used to be an hourglass. I always thought it should be a calendar because it seemed like to take forever. These days, it just seems to be a clockwise infinite circle of sorts.
Yeah, I saw that this morning a few times. I don't know. Lately, it's been doing that, so maybe I need to. What do you call it when you do the hard drive?
The reboot. Oh, the defrag. Yes, I want that technology to be applied to my brain someday. The complete defragging, which would free up all sorts of memories. Now, tell me if an hourglass makes you think of this. I think I found this. Hang on. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not. We're supposed to hear a man introduce this. As sands through an hourglass, these are the days of our lives. That's a soap opera would begin with a hourglass kind of prominent in the center of the screen, and the big special effect was the sand actually flowing through it while it was spinning clockwise in this case during that long-running soap opera.
I remember I bought a sundial one time,
mm-hmm.
and they gave you an hourglass along with the sundial.
Interesting.
And I always would set the hourglass to the left of the dial.
So it sort of gave you, that's like having a second hand to go with your sundial.
Well, you didn't get that. The left of the dial?
Oh, yes, the left of the, I got it. The left right. of the FM dial. Perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
Speaking.
And then I remember I bought a, those 3-minute timers where you have sand in it.
Yes.
And you flip it over to make a soft, I think it's a soft boiled egg, right?
That's often what they were used for, or most eggs, are 3-minute eggs.
Yeah, because I tried it with to make a soft-boiled egg, and I opened the egg up, and it still hadn't done anything. And so I tried it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Still didn't. And so I took it back, you know, to where I bought it, and they said, oh, geez, they put quicksand in.
I did not see that coming. I didn't see that coming. You mentioned Look to the Left, which is a song Anne Feeney wrote. And I just learned yesterday that there will be a big celebration of Anne Feeney's life on May 1st. Now that the pandemic is finally behind us and some organizing can be done. If Anne Feeney were the one organizing it, it would have been done probably immediately, but I was talking with Anne's daughter, Amy, and it's going to be May 1st. We'll have more details on that as we get closer, but we're excited about that.
Right. Well, that's May Day, May 1st, right?
They chose it just for her. Don't say that word on the radio. We have to be careful. but that's the word.
Yeah, we don't want to end up like Will Gear, right?
Yes. Well, well done, Tom. A charge to you. And a charge to you, too, if you were able to come up with the hourglass. And a reminder that clocks spring ahead 1 hour tonight as we head into daylight saving time.
As the world turns at the edge of night, we search for tomorrow and a guiding light. All of my children, the young and the restless, with one life to live, one day at a time. Thank you. lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you and I will be waiting. Time after time.
It is Donna Hughes at the Saturday Light Brigade. Time after time, and before Donna, you had a chance to hear Small Potatoes with a medley of soap opera tunes. I want to thank Russ for the assist. It's going to help me fulfill something I was talking about a little bit earlier today. Russ said McDonald Carey is the man behind the opening of the Days of Our Lives program.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
There it is. Thank you, Russ. And a note to make sure you spring forward time-wise. We head into daylight saving time officially Sunday at 2 a.m., I know you know, but maybe someone you know doesn't know. Make sure they do know.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
If you are an adult that works with teens, maybe you're a teacher or a youth group leader or a scouting group leader, we have a brand new newsletter for you. It's monthly, and you'll get it, and it will detail our Youth Media Center programs for the coming month. The April newsletter is about to be sent out, and it will tell you everything that is happening in April. It even provides a PDF that you can print, post, or circulate to people you know. You can subscribe to the new Youth Media Center monthly by going to slbradio.org and joining our mailing list. This time has really flown by this morning. Thank you for being with us. It's always better when you're here, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Looking for a place in the audio wasteland where music comes straight from the heart. MTV didn't make it for me. Worlds apart from that top 40 chart, fed up with flashcards and lasers. Let goodbye. I was resigned to go back to my vinyl. I was bereft. Then I looked to the left. Oh, look to the left of your dial.
I've got a surprise for you coming up in just a moment. Chris in Monroeville requested that we play Look to the Left, and that's the song you just heard a moment ago. Things got very busy. Ricky was just on the phone with Will, I do believe. And as for that surprise, please give me just a moment, and I'll be ready. I'm being a little bit of a tease, but give me just a moment, and I'll have that surprise lined up.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's Summer Youth Guide in the March newspaper, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
So, my surprise is Ed McDonald is here. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning.
And Ed, I hope you can hear me okay. I was going to ask. Can you?
I can hear you.
Wonderful.
There's probably a delay somewhere. I turned my radio down, I assume, but I'm hearing you on my phone.
Fantastic. And Ed is behind WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, at 102.9 FM. They've been broadcasting Mountain Streams Radio since, I believe, early 2017. Is that right?
That's right. I don't know. You know more than most people do about this station.
Well, we are proud to welcome you today as our first ever West Virginia affiliate. I can't tell you how tickled that makes me. Ricky and I, my wife and I, we're actually, I was thinking about you. I know it's not near Kaiser, but we were at Stonewall Jackson State Park a few weeks ago near Roanoke, I believe. And I was looking at maps and I was thinking, oh, we are going to be in Kaiser soon. I can't wait. what's the best way for people to tune in? Because you've got great programming available online all the time, too, right?
We're at mountainstreamsradio.org. That's MountainStreamsRadio .org. We're a low-power FM station, so we're on the air here in the Kaiser area, as you said, at 102.9. But we are streaming around the world. We're trying to figure out how to get your smart speaker to play us. We haven't got that worked out yet, but we have a website. So if you go to the website, there's a player there and you can listen. And we've been experimenting with there, talking about this. And I just decided last night, well, I'm going to, put it into the system and see if it works. We had not promoted the show in any way because I didn't really know if the technology was going to let us do it. So we didn't get the 6 o'clock hour for reasons that are too complicated to explain. But at 7 o'clock, the automation system kicked in. I got up early on Saturday morning and made a pot of coffee just to see if it would work, and it did. So I guess we're on until noon.
If
somebody has tuned in and wondered what the heck is going on Mountain Streams on Saturday morning that was not promoted or that we didn't expect, this is it.
You know, there is a song, gosh, I always have trouble. Have you ever heard of a group, let's see, their name is Kyle Jarvis and Third Generation. Kyle Jarvis and Third Generation. They do a song, it's not the West Virginia, My Home, that we usually think of from Hazel Dickens. It's a song with a similar title that I think is just beautiful, and we'll play that in honor of our new relationship coming up. But the harmonies on it are just gorgeous.
I have to admit that's not something I'm familiar with.
It's new to me, too. In fact, I was just searching for it, and I always have trouble finding it, even though it's a come to be a song I really enjoy. I always get all sorts of, Hazel and Alice come up a number of times and some other versions. I'm just tickled, Ed, that this happened and that this is the first weekend, too.
Well, we will do a little bit more to make sure our listeners know, and we will try to make it happen at 6 o'clock in the morning when the show starts. And do it the right way, but this is kind of a test run, but nevertheless, it sounds the same, and it really it I'm listening here in the house because the station is completely automated. The computer is doing its work, and it sounds really good. So we're looking forward to. We used to know my wife lived in the Fairmont area and listened to Saturday Light Brigade on another station back in the early days, and was aware of the show. So it's kind of like going back in time again for her to hear the show again on our station.
When I hear your voice, you were involved with West Virginia Public Radio for years too, right?
Oh, we did a little show called Sidetracks that was on West Virginia Public Radio and several other stations. We used to mail out a dozen CDs every week of the show to stations around the country, and it was on for close to 20 years. And we still, in fact, when this show is over at noon on Mountain Streams Radio, we broadcast old archival editions of Sidetracks. So Sidetracks is still alive on Mountain Streams Radio, even though the host is not quite as alive as he once was.
I recognize your voice. It's funny. Ed and I have corresponded back and forth just by email. Today is the first time we've actually spoken, and I'm now learning your voice more as we do. Well, thanks. Thanks for checking in, and keep in touch during our maiden voyage here today. Things will go well, and we'll do all we can to let people know about the great work you're doing in Kaiser.
Well, that's, I appreciate that. You keep us legal, Alan, and add us to the ID, because there's no way I can break in and do the ID. You'll have to do our IDs for us.
We shall do that.
And
we,
keep
we
us
have,
in compliance, as they say.
We've got room. Thanks so much. And
thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. How nice. We're in West Virginia at WKYW-LP Kaiser, starting this morning, and that's KEYSER. If you're looking for Kaiser on a map, let's see if you can solve our high clue today. Are you ready? This well-known constant can help compute the length of perfectly round trips. This well-known constant can help compute the length of perfectly round trips. 412-200-5975. If you're in Kaiser, you can call us at 1-888-752-7234, toll free from anywhere, but that number might be useful for you as well. 1-888-SLBRADIO. Here's the song I mentioned just a moment ago to Ed McDonald, Kyle Jarvis, and Third Generation.
West Virginia. Seen many places in this mighty land of ours, but I've never found a place I'd rather be. Up some rough and muddy holler in these West Virginia hills, where the peace and quiet make me feel so free. West Virginia,
West Virginia,
West Virginia, you're my home, and from the shelter of your hills I never planned to roam. Here I stand,
here I stand,
here I stand, till my earthly days are over, 'cause only heaven is better than my West Virginia home. I have labored in their smoky factories. But the glamour of the city life can no way be compared to the beauty that my homeland has to see. West Virginia,
West Virginia,
you're my home. And from the shelter of your hills, I never plan to roam. Here I stand,
here I stand,
here I stand, till my earthen days are over. 'Cause only
heaven is better than my West Virginia home.
Virginia,
West Virginia,
you're my home.
Can't remember why I left so free, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to see. But I can sure remember where I come from. West Virginia, oh my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still, in the quiet, I slip away. A bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home. Oh, In the dead of the night, in the still, in the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home.
Alice Gerard and Hazel Dickens were so pleased to welcome a brand new SLB affiliate, WKYWLP. Thanks to Ed McDonald, and thanks to Mando Richard Gordon for connecting us. Before Hazel and Alice, you heard Kyle Jarvis and Third Generation with West Virginia, My Home. We'll have the answer to our high clue coming up shortly. Good morning to Bonnie up on Observatory Hill. Bonnie, I missed your message. I do miss every now and then the Facebook direct messages will slip by me because of the way they come in. But she knew the answer to our crossword puzzle of the air earlier in the hour when we were looking for Hourglass. Now it's a pleasure for me to introduce you to a Pittsburgh Obama 10th grader named Orly Trumbull. Orly is a teen, among others, that are sponsoring and putting together the Allegheny County Youth Voting Huddle. This is a summit for area high school students who would like to learn more about voting and civic engagement. How are you, Orly?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I know there's a lot of things you could be doing this morning, and I appreciate your being engaged and with us today. How did you get interested in civic engagement and helping to learn more about it yourself, but also getting some of your peers involved too?
Yeah. So I grew up around a very politically involved family. And it was last year that I got involved with my local district magistrate's election. And it was really fun to go door to door canvassing and speaking with Pittsburgh people. That's kind of how I got into it. And then this year, I've been registering people at my school. I'm in the Superintendent Student Advisory Council subcommittee of voting. And yeah, it's been super fun to share civic engagement knowledge with my peers.
Now, you're 15, I'm guessing, or 16?
I'm 15, yeah.
So you yourself are not eligible to vote yet. So it's interesting. I'm sure you will register the very first day that you can, most likely. But you're mostly targeting seniors, I would imagine, that are will be 18. They can and when they can register, is that primarily who you're hoping to reach, or do you want to reach people when they're younger, too? Because you can still get involved early on, right?
Yeah, definitely both of those groups. I think civic engagement is really about having those relationships and conversations with people about things that matter to you, and that does not have an age restriction on it. So, of course, it is important to get those seniors who can vote, but also speak to younger kids as well. And, of course, I can't vote yet. I'm still civically engaged.
Now, the event you have coming up, it's on a Friday. It's March 15th, and it's called the Allegheny County Youth Voting Huddle. And it's going to be at Carnegie Library of Oakland, the main Oakland branch, just east, you know, in Pittsburgh, in the university area. And it's pretty easy to attend. My understanding is your organization will help students if they need text for a permission letter to get a day off of school. You can't provide the permission, but you can sort of provide the wording to help explain why this is an educational event. Is that true?
Yeah, and I believe March 15th is actually a half day for PPS students, so it shouldn't interfere with school at all.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, there are a lot of great organizations working to put this event together, and they can definitely speak to schools and make sure no one is getting in trouble for being civically involved.
And let's talk a little bit about the agenda for the event in the moments we have remaining here. What can folks expect?
It's definitely going to be a lot of discussion about civic engagement and how they can bring that back to their schools in the form of registering their peers and spreading general information. And we also have the pleasure of having our mayor, Ed Gainey, and Dr. Walters, our superintendent, make an appearance, which I believe will show PPS students that voting is very important, civic engagement is very important in schools and life in general. So I'm very excited.
I am too, and I really wish you the very best. Were you here when the student advisory group, did you come down to SLB by any chance when we met here with Mayor Gainey?
No, I don't think I was part of that group.
Well, I hope we'll get a chance to meet you face to face, because we're really committed to amplifying youth voice, not just as you and I are right now, but in a deeper way about ideas and, you know, specific strategies that might be ways of promoting positive change. So we'll be looking forward to getting to know you more. And I'm glad you could join us the Saturday before the event. I know it's going to be very busy the week ahead. Anything else you'd like to add?
That is pretty much it. I hope students can come and have fun and get a free lunch and learn a little bit more about civic engagement.
Wonderful. It's the Alec Gainey Youth Vote Huddle, and we've linked to the website, or you can search on it and register. It's free, and it's at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Thank you, Orly.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
That's Orly Trumbull, a 10th grader at Pittsburgh Obama. The answer we were looking for to our haiku? Pie. Pie. Pie without the E at the end of it. The mathematical constant. And as a number of people pointed out, you know, Pi Day is coming up. March 14th. And yes, you're exactly right. This well-known constant can help compute the length of perfectly round trips. I believe that's... I should look these things up before I open my mouth. 2 pi r, right, is the radius of a circle. 2 pi r, the area is pi r squared. Jim in Crafton Heights knew the correct answer. So did Russ in North Carolina. And a correct answer from Larry in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Tom in McCandless, Bruce in Ingram, John in Economy Borough, Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, John and Addie in East Deer, Rich in Freeport, and Stu in McCandless, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM, Indiana. WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org.
This is a song about pi, the 16th letter of the Greek alphabet, the symbol used to designate the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. A baked food consisting of one or two layers of pastry with a filling, as of fruit or meat. 3.14159265358979323846264333, etc. Ad infinitum. Just two little letters. One if you're Greek. Three required to spell if it's an after-dinner treat. Well, I like pie. I like it by the slice. Even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. It's an irrational number, and it's fine dessert. It's a clown's projectile, and it might get on your shirt. It defines a circle or a sorority. It's tasty and it's filling, but it won't divide by three. I like pie, I like it by the slice.
Me too.
Even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. Mincemeat pie's tasty, rhubarb pie's tart. Calculus is science, but baking is an art. I sent my son to college. They taught him pi or square. I told him pi or round and said those Twits cornbread are square. I like pie.
It's
I like it by the slice.
Nuclear.
Even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. Dried buffalo chips and cow pie when firewood was slack. Warmed old prairie dwellers, they were pyromaniacs. Let's pretend we're eggheads, of wit more than half. I'll tell an esoteric joke, and then we all will laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Like pie,
I like pie,
I like it by the slice. Even when it's 3.1415, still it's nice. Those old Hebrews in the Bible, 1 Kings 7:23, used pi in their figures, but they thought it equaled 3. Using a computer, you can cipher pi to the millionth digit, and then you can ask why.
I